On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, we welcome Jim into the conversation, who wants to know about humidity levels inside the home. Welcome to the program, Jim.
Hey, Rosie, I had a question on my AC unit. I know it's almost about 15 to 20 years old, but it seems like the humidity level just seems higher in my house. It's like around 35%. We know the outside is about 16%. Doesn't seem like it's running efficiently. Is that the correct level it should be at inside the house?
Rosie seems to think so. I would have guessed that 35% would have been too high.
No, about right now, with the houses all closed up and, you know, a certain amount of showers being taken and bodies being in the house and the cooking, your thermostat, if you've got the smart thermostat that tracks the humidity inside the house, 30, 35, you know, my house right now, when I checked it yesterday afternoon, was actually 42%.
Wow.
So anywheres in that range is going to be just about right, Jim. So a 35%, you're fine. That's good. Make sure your condensate, you should, the last week is an exception. The week before that, your air conditioner should have been pumping out a good amount of condensate drips. I mean, a unit with the outdoor humidity built up in the monsoon season, you know, that we had 10 days, 2 weeks ago, you know, it's going to be generating 5 to 8 gallons of water a day. So, I mean, think of a 5 gallon bucket filling up one and a half, maybe two times. That's quite a bit of water. Now, a lot of people, if your humidity is higher, like 45, 50, 55%, the chances are your unit is too big and it's not coming on and running long enough, or possibly you have the thermostat set just a little bit too warm. Your unit comes on and it removes moisture and heat from the inside of your house. The moisture condenses on the coil, drains into a pan, and exits the house through the condensate drain, which it's critical that that condensate drain get blown out and kept clear as a part of a regular part of your service agreements with your air conditioning contractors. So if you're going above 45, 50%, try lowering the thermostat a couple degrees. Allow your unit to run a little bit longer. Or if you have an older unit, we tell people all the time, the air conditioners that we put on houses all during the 70s and the 80s and a lot of the 90s were all way too big. And if you're in the market to get a new air conditioning system and your air conditioning contractor doesn't recommend you going to a smaller unit, that's an indication you may not have the right air conditioning contractor at your house. The newer units are more efficient. We over-air-conditioned for a long, long time. We always said that you should have 1 ton for every 400 square foot. Well, a home built correct today with the efficiency of the units we have now, the variable speed motors and stuff, I mean, we've almost doubled that. You can get to 700 square feet per ton and still be very, very comfortable. And I tell people this all the time. You're going to be better off with a little bit undersized unit running a little bit longer. That's going to provide better indoor air quality. It's going to cost you less to buy. It's going to cost you less to run. Running the air conditioner isn't expensive. Starting the air conditioner is expensive. The more it has to start and stop during the day, that's what drives your utility bill up.
Think of it as a 100-yard course, one football field to the other. Would you rather sprint for 5 yards and walk for 5 yards and sprint for 5 yards, or just walk the whole way?
There you go. So, Jim, I hope that helps. Your 35% indoor humidity right now is absolutely ideal. You're in a good place right there, okay?
And part of that efficiency in the new units is variable speeds. They've got the technology where if it only needs, you know, there's times of the months out here, it's just gorgeous and the weather's perfect in 70s, and it doesn't need to run to a capacity of a 5-ton. You know, it needs to run to a capacity of a 3-ton. So it'll,
and it knows that.
Right. So it's pretty slick. Now, they are more expensive than they used to be.
To purchase. They are more expensive to purchase, but they're a lot less expensive to run. And they do provide a much better indoor air quality. So I hope that helped. Get the pressure test done on the ductwork. If the air conditioning company that installed it won't do it, call one of our whole house energy audit companies that'll do it, and then proceed from there. I'm sure you're going to find some kind of leak in the duct system somewhere. That's the biggest source of indoor dust throughout the house, particularly if it's very evenly distributed throughout the whole house. That tells me it's probably in the return air because it's getting sucked in there and then evenly distributed through all the registers. If one room is particularly dusty, then we look at the supply arm that's supplying that duct.
Diane and Tom are in Tucson, and next on the line.
All right.
If you'd like to join, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
On the House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.